Simon & Schuster Audio presents Plunder and Deceit by Mark Levin. Read by Adam Gruper with the author.
To my beloved family, fellow countrymen, and future generations. Chapter 1, Plunder and Deceit. Children sweeten labors, but they make misfortunes more bitter. They increase the cares of life, but they mitigate the remembrance of death. British philosopher and statesman Sir Francis Bacon. Can we simultaneously love our children, but betray their generation and generations yet born? Among the least acknowledged facts of American modernity is the extent to which parents, acting in their familial capacity, naturally and tenaciously guard their young children from threat and peril, to the point of risking their own physical and economic security in extreme cases. However, as part of the political and governing community, that is, the ruling generation, many of these same parents wittingly and unwittingly join with other parents in tolerating, if not enthusiastically championing, disadvantageous and even grievous public policies that jeopardize not only their children's future, but the welfare of successive generations. To be clear, not all parental decisions are impactful or consequential in the lives of children. Obviously, not all decisions are equal. Indeed, the most attentive and nurturing parents are not and cannot be conscious of every decision they make, inasmuch as the totality of such decisions is likely incalculable.